Oh boy. Well, I guess will we ever know? I don't know. I forget if they found the perpetrator of the Lizzie Borden, well, the infamous Lizzie Borden story, and then there's the infamous Lizzie Borden house, and then there's the infamous Brenda Prater Sellers, who's on with us now, who has a book called You Slept Where? Inside America's Most Haunted Places. Good evening, Brenda, and welcome to the non-haunted radio station WGN.
Well, thank you for having me.
So, you stayed at the Lizzie Borden house, which is in
Massachusetts.
Yeah, Fall River, Massachusetts.
And this Fall River, Massachusetts, yes.
And this is the 1982 unsolved double murder of Lizzie's father and stepmother.
Yes, and I actually stayed. You actually stayed in what they call the death room, as where supposedly Lizzie, bludgeoned the stepmother to death.
Yeah,
I was in actually the same room.
And what was that like?
Well, it was creepy. I first thought you had to stay all night there to get the tour, but then once I got there, you can do a tour and not stay all night. That me and my husband, Big Ed, were the only ones that stayed that night.
Did anything happen? I mean, did you notice anything?
I got some creepy photographs, but then I woke up in the middle of the night. I heard this loud, growling, gurgling noise, but it was just Big Ed snoring. So that was.
I was going to say, yeah. You don't need to be in a haunted house to get that. So, yeah, that room you're in, that's the most requested room, as I understand.
Yes, it is.
And there's a mannequin in there and autopsy photographs on the dining room table. Is that true, too?
Yes. If you go to my website, I've actually got a picture of the crime scene and actually get in position of where the body was found. It's on my website at www.brendapratersellers.com.
So how long have you been? Well, you do way more than just attempt to stay at haunted locations. I mean, you're an author of a lot of different books, but what got you? Oh, and you climbed Mount Everest. Not everybody can say that. What attracted you about these, allegedly haunted places?
Well, USA Today did a listing of the most haunted places, and I spent my whole lifetime doing and staying at bizarre places. So once they did this most haunted list, then I for years just started trying to check off the list. It was just a matter of checking off all these items, but they were all over the country and even some out of the country. So it took me years to get all of them checked off my list.
Wow. So are you applying for a Guinness World Record?
Yes, I am.
For what category?
Okay. So I have the most photo albums and scrapbooks in one single household, 1,166 photo albums. And they're actually in two rooms of my house.
I would think so. You may even have to add an addition. You're not done either, are you?
No, not at all.
No, not at all. You're going to have to add another wing or an addition or something like that.
I know. And it was very bizarre because I ended up being the first person to stay in the house. Did you ever see the movie Silence of the Lamb?
Oh, of course.
Okay, so guess who was the first person to stay in that house?
Jodie Foster.
No, me.
Oh, okay. You stayed in the side. I didn't even know the Silence of the Lambs was an actual house.
Yes, it is. It's where they actually filmed it. And also stay at the Texas. Yeah, seriously.
That is one of the creepiest movies I've ever seen. You're talking about the house where the guy had the woman in the pit?
Pit's still there. Yes.
Oh, sure it is. Now, that's not so. Is that supposedly haunted?
No. It was scary. It was scary, but what was scary, I ended up being real late arriving. It's an Airbnb now.
Yeah.
But as soon as I got there, it's real late at night, and I opened the door, and I got a video on my social media, opened the door, and then they had a stand-up of Hannibal, and he's like, come closer. And that did kind of scare me because I wasn't expecting. I mean, it's a life-size Hannibal dressed up, and he moved. His mouth moved.
Right.
I mean, I did scream like a little girl because I wasn't expecting that as soon as you walked in the house.
Well, you must have thought that something was going to be up. I mean, really. I mean, come on. Who really wants to sleep in the actual Hannibal Lecter house that still has the pit in the basement? I mean, what's Big Ed think about all this? What does he think about all this stuff that you're doing?
Okay, so Big Ed, he's like Ernest T. Bass on Mayberry. Ernest T. Bass is only like in 7 episodes of Mayberry, and so Big Ed, he's only in like 7 of my chapters. So a lot of times he doesn't go or doesn't participate. But of 7 different chapters in my book, he does go.
So there's another house that I saw listed, and I'm not sure about the pronunciation, but the Villisca, Villiska, axe murder house
Oh,
in Iowa.
yeah, that's the Velux. Have you heard about that story?
No,
That's
I
pretty
have
famous.
not. I never heard
Okay,
of
well,
that
that's.
word or that town. I don't even know where it is in Iowa.
Okay, yeah, that was pretty creepy. I did a little YouTube on that one as well. That was a really sad story. 7 children and 2 adults were killed. There's a whole theory about axe murders and a guy on the train that did all the murders. They never found out who it was, but you can actually go to the house. And ironically enough, the guy that owns that house also owns Lizzie Borden's house.
Now, wait a
And
minute.
you,
The guy
yes.
so is
That
he in
owns
the he's in the business of acquiring murder homes, homes where unsolved murders
I get,
occurred?
I guess. And they just both happen to be axe murders. And you can go to the graveyard. It's a real sign. I did photograph the graveyard where all the 7 children's graves are and
Oh
the
my
two adults.
God.
So it was very sad, kind of a sad story.
Yes, it
And then
is.
I. And then you could also stay in a morgue in Missouri.
Who wouldn't want
Yeah,
to do that?
you can sleep on that.
Slab?
Well, when you yes, you can sleep on the slab.
They don't push you into the,
No,
you're on a slab in the morgue and they push you into the wall. You're still.
but it's still there. It's there for the photo op, so you can still get on the slab to get the photograph.
Man, oh man. So, what was it? Did I ask you this already? I know I'm a little confused. What was it that motivated you to make this journey to? Now, I can understand you want to climb Mount Everest, but that's one thing. But motivated you to take on these, I don't know, haunted homes that have various reputations for poltergeist activities and spirits and demonic influences and all of that kind of thing. I mean, that's not everybody's cup of tea.
No, but it was just because it was on the list. The only reason I climbed Mount Everest because it was on the list. I was photographing the wonders of the world, and people don't realize there's 4 sets of 7 wonders of the world. And then when I started doing all those, photographing those, then I just started collecting lists, and that it just so happened that the most haunted was, like I said, on the list. And then the more I found, like I've been to the Amityville Horror House. And in Cold Blood, you can actually go to the house,
Oh
and then
man, I forgot about In Cold Blood. Man, that was something else.
I didn't stay at that one, but I did actually go. I did actually go to the house, and that was kind of cool just to see it. And then the Conjuring House, that's in Rhode Island. You can go to that one as well.
Wow. Well, where can we buy your? Well, you have more than just books about living in haunted houses. What are some of
Oh
the
yeah.
other things that you've written?
The haunted was just in that one chapter about Lizzie Borden, and it talks about some of the other places that I've been to. But besides climbing Mount Everest, I stayed in a underwater hotel where you scuba dive down and you stay all night.
Wow. And then, where is that? That sounds cool. Where is that?
Yeah, that's in pretty. That was in Florida, Key Largo, Florida.
Yeah.
But you have to be a scuba diver to, you know, to do that.
Well, yes, of course, yeah.
Yeah, and then I slept with the polar bears. That was in Canada. You go on a rolling tundra out into the Arctic, and then you see polar bears. And then you wake up and see all the polar bears in the wild. So that was pretty cool.
That sounds fantastic. Now, I could get into that. Yeah.
Yeah, and then the ice hotel, that was really cool, too.
Oh, yeah.
You can stay in an ice hotel.
That's, where is the ice hotel? Because I've seen pictures about that.
Yeah, the original one, well, the one I went to is in Canada.
Yeah. And how is it heated? I mean, you've got to have, you can't live in a block of ice without some sort of heat source. And the heat source can't melt the heat, can't melt the ice. So how is that done?
Well, you sleep on a bed of ice, but you have a sub-zero sleeping bag. And that's, okay. You know, that's supposed to keep you warm. And then it's sponsored. When I stayed, it was sponsored by Absolut Vodka. But then if you couldn't stay the night or couldn't handle the cold, yeah. You could check out into an inn that was heated with electricity and everything. But I paid to stay. So we stayed all night. So, but you could go to the outside porta potties, and they were heated, so it's kind of like you could go get warm in the porta potties.
I'm glad the porta potties were heated. Yes. So what are the names of the books that you've written?
Okay, well, I've just written that one. It's You Slept Where, Calamities of a Clumsy Businesswoman, but it tells about all of my adventures. But the story really is about my mother's dementia. She was a sweet, timid Christian woman. And so that's why I finished the book. And the book's raised over $55,000 for the Tennessee Alzheimer's and some other nonprofits. So it's a way of giving back.
Yes. So if people, after hearing that, would like to purchase the book, what do you do?
Yeah, you can get it on Amazon or also on even on my website. And that's just www.BrendaPrater, P-R-A-T-E-R, Sellers, S-E-L-L-E-R-S.
Well, by the way, before we wrap it up, do you have any plans? What's your next stop, or are we taking a rest?
No. I just got back from staying in a big wagon, in a big covered wagon. And then I found another place in Utah that I could drive a sand castle like in Star Wars. And you can dress up like you're in Star Wars and go across and drive a sand castle. And then I stayed in a cave in Moab. And this was just last week.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you took time out to talk to us tonight.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Here at WGN, Brenda. Thanks for being with us.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me.
You bet.